We got a call, started coming in. Most of the calls started coming in about 12:45 p.m. this afternoon. A lot of them talking about funnel clouds or a tornado on the ground in the area of Wheeler Ridge. The first reported damage would be around Woodcrest and Green Valley in Bryan, Wheeler Ridge subdivision. And the tornado went in a north direction, struck true north, and it went through the neighborhood of Wheeler Ridge, went to Boonville, it crossed over Boonville into Miremont. Miremont had a few houses that were damaged, a lot of trees that were blown down, and then it crossed over 1179, heading north still, right at the Riverstone Drive entrance. And then there it went into the county where we believe it pretty much just dissipated and went back up into the clouds. First responders on scene, they knew that there were down power lines, there were gas leaks that we needed to deal with. We were trying to go door to door to make sure everybody's okay inside the houses. So the first responders responded to that location, noticed a lot of damage through the houses and a lot of trees down. And we started blocking off the neighborhoods to keep people out because of the danger. Bryan Utilities, Bryan Texas Utilities, Atmos, they came out. They assisted in the utility side of it. College Station Police, Fire, and Bryan Police Fire started conducting searches inside the area, as well as starting to shut off the streets to keep people out. That was our big concern. Once the tornado was pretty much gone, we knew what we had in the areas that we had affected. The rains came, and that's when the flooding started to cause a lot of problems. So dealing with the flooding, we had to start blocking off streets around that area for flooding and the tornado damage, but we also had to start expanding it from that area because of the flooding. And then streets within the city of Bryan and College Station started flooding, and we had to start pulling manpower to start blocking off other sides. So it's the weather's caused a lot of havoc today. The good news of it is nobody that was hurt. There was no reports of injuries or fatalities during the tornado or the floods. Some questions have been asked about swift water rescues. There have been water rescues, people driving into the flooded waters where we had to go and get them out, but none of it that's been moving swift water, none of it's where a boat had to chase somebody to get them out. It's just getting them out and getting them back to dry land. A lot of cars are stuck on the side of the road, so the public just needs to stay home until we get through this. This is a critical time right now. We need to spend our manpower in the area where the tornado struck. We need to make sure the houses are safe and the residents are safe and not be dealing with somebody driving through a street that's flooded. So the big concern right now is just stay home. That's what it is, and let us do our job on rescuing the folks that need it if they're still out there. We assume right now everybody is accounted for, but we're still out there on scene assessing the damage. Do we have any questions?
Do y'all have any idea what level of tornado or what type severity?
No, the media is going to have to answer that. The Weather Channels, that's probably come out tomorrow. We know it's a low grade. Fire Marshal Ballas can talk about some of the houses that were damaged, and that will give you an idea of the strength of the tornado.
Okay, this tornado, as he said, went through the Wheeler Ridge area, through the Miremont area, and out into the county at about 1179 Farm Market Road. First assessments of damage that we have at this time is three houses possibly completely destroyed, 50 to 60 storm damaged, high wind mixed with rain. Numerous, haven't been able to make a count of all the ones that were flooded. There was also numerous, we don't have a count yet, on accessory structures, carports, garages, sheds, cars, and the cars won't stop accumulating in number until people stay out of the water, because you'll have continual add on to our list of the ones who don't heed our recommendation and stay in the safe place, if you're in a safe place, until this water recedes. That's what we have at this time.
In your time here in Bryan, have you seen anything like this in terms of the tornado and in terms of the damage that it's caused?
I was actually asked that earlier, and I do not recall one that did this much damage. We are somewhat south of the tornado alley. I was actually born in Oklahoma, and that is in Tornado Alley. And I cannot recall when we've had one that did this much direct damage. We've had some pretty good wind storms from time to time. Of course, winds connected with hurricanes that came in on the coast. But to my recollection, I haven't seen this kind of damage in a very long time.
Some of the videos that we received showed when it touched that you saw these lights and these like sparks. What exactly did it hit, and what caused that light and explosion of some sort?
Most of it's going to be from the transformers, from the power lines, because we had a lot of down power lines through there. BTU is reporting that there's about 2,500 customers that are out of power. And a lot of that is in the affected area of the tornado, because we shut down a lot of it. Since the first responders out there, we don't want them accidentally stepping on something. We want everything clean so they can get out there and do what they need to do in the area. So right now we have 2,500 that's out of power. And those that are in the affected area of the Wheeler Ridge and Miramont, we have a shelter in place for them at Central Baptist Church off of 158. So they're more than welcome to go out there, stay. Our last count, there's about 15 folks out there. And so we're offering that up to anybody that's in the affected area that needs to go. Because there's a lot of the houses that are not structurally sound for them to stay in. And the fire department's marked those, so we know that nobody's supposed to be there. And so they're going to have to find another place to stay, either with friends, family, or the shelter. But we have them a place. All they got to do is ask, and we get there. We're asking a lot of people to call 211 for information. For their needs they may have, or if they need services for their pets. Say they can't get to the shelter and they have their pets, dogs, cats, and we're not allowing those there. So 211 will direct them to the Bryan Animal Shelter, which they actually have other entities in College Station and some private businesses that are helping find homes for these animals at this time. So we give them temporary place to stay for that. So 211's for people to call. Central Baptist Church is a place they can stay if they need to.
For law enforcement, what's the toughest part when you have something like a tornado hit Bryan County?
From my standpoint, it was not being enough places at once. You have a wide variety of places you need to be. People are driving, they're having accidents, they're having the block roads. The officers are still trying to assess some of the damages to the houses and check the houses. And so it was just the manpower at that point. We needed to deal with the tornado side and then all the traffic and the flooding and the cars going into flooded waters. And that was just secondary that we had to deal with, that we were drawing manpower away, and we were leaving a lot of it to the fire department to handle the tornado area.
This time last year, Houston experienced a huge major flooding situation. And it's just, I was in Houston, so for me, I'm just like, oh, man.
So you're the reason.
I am the reason. I'm here again. I'm just like, this is happening all over again. I know a lot of people were close to Houston, and we see that happening, and we don't think that something like that can happen here. Are you getting that a lot of people are just kind of shocked and in awe in terms of the people on staff?
From what I see on social media and talking to folks, they are surprised. It's not something that normally happens. I've been here 17 years. I think I've had one prior to this. And so it is a shock. It's something we're learning from and pushing through to see what our needs are at this time. So it's just trying to get everybody together, get the right information today, and get it all out. That's what the Community Operations Emergency Operations Center here is. It's got entities from all over Bryan College Station, so we can get all the direct information out to the media, to the public, and know what's going on. One of the things I forgot to tell you, we still have some students that are at the schools. This all occurred at lunchtime and then going into the time for dismissal of schools, and it's caused the schools to be delayed on getting kids home. Some of the roads are flooded where we could not get to the schools. We had officers at the schools, but we could not get the parents in because the waters rose so quickly. So we're still getting students out. I think the last count was 275 students still at the schools that are either waiting for the buses to get them home or the parents to come pick them up. And
when was that count?
That was within the last 30 minutes. So
275.
So what we're doing, and BISD can possibly give you a better accurate one. We have BISD folks here, and so we're just trying to get all the information here. So they're going to have the more accurate one in more timely fashion. But they're supporting of this. They're making sure the students are safe. They're not going to leave that school until all the kids are gone home. So they've been very gracious with us in getting us the information, and us we're supplying them information on flooded streets.
We've heard several of the surrounding school districts close tomorrow, but as of now, BISD and College Station, I think from what we've heard that they're going to be open. Do you guys have any updates on that?
I do not have any updates on the schools tomorrow.
Okay.
Right now, they're all on shelter in place during the hurricane and even afterwards, because we didn't know the second cell that was coming in, the severity of it. So we just kind of watched to make sure we knew what was going on, and they stayed at the schools.
And then with more rain on the way, what can people do to maybe prepare their homes, prepare their structures at all a little bit more? Any tips?
This is such a strange thing to happen here, because the city has worked to create infrastructure and drainage abilities throughout neighborhoods and so on, so that this stuff doesn't affect people in most cases. And this has just gone over the banks of every river and creek we have, and outside of Lake Bryan, and so on and so forth. But the thing I think they really need to pay attention to is just being prepared. Knowing that they have some stuff together, so if they have to be away, they can be away. There's lots of advertisements out there that they can look for in family preparedness to prepare themselves, to have resources available that they can pick up and take with them and go, and if they need to be in another safe place, they're not without everything. We work very hard in the city of Bryan, all the way back to the code section of our government, that we try to make sure that builders build to a standard that the homes will withstand some of this damage, damaging winds, and so on. But it's when things overwhelm what the capabilities are, then some damage does occur beyond what you can prepare for. But that's the thing where you need to just be prepared to be able to stay away if you need to stay away. And you just need to be mindful that this can happen here, even though we're lulled into a security of knowing that infrastructure is capable of handling a lot in Bryan, College Station, and Brazos County, but it can be overwhelmed.
And as you guys said, no fatalities or injuries reported, but what is your message to people who didn't necessarily take this seriously today? I feel like there were a lot of people that kind of just thought, oh, we've got some rain, you know, and there really were some major accidents and a lot of damage.
There was a lot afterwards. I don't want to say frustrating, but there was a lot of people coming into the area that was affected that had no business being there. They were just coming to look at the crime scene or the scene that was out there. And it's kind of like right now we need to be doing our job, but yet we're trying to direct traffic to get people out there just, you know, rubbernecking and trying to see what's going on. So it is something serious, and it's something that we don't need other people into the area. You know, that's something we can look at later, but 20 minutes, 30 minutes after it happens, let us do our job and stay home, stay away, stay off the roads, especially with it starting to flood. It's safe to stay home.
Are y'all worried with the upcoming storm that y'all are going to have more problems and doing what you need to get done to help people out who have suffered damages or people who are still needing to get pulled out of flooding? And do you think that the storm that's supposed to come back tonight is going to make it really hard on you guys, especially at nighttime?
I don't think it's going to make it much harder. We're going to have the manpower out there to handle all the calls. Our officer is going to know what to do. So it's basically, if people stay home and make it easier on us, then we can handle those that are having to be out in this weather. So even if the rains come again and the waters start to rise, we'll be able to handle it. We'll get through it. We have enough manpower within the Bryan and College Station. College Station's been a big support for us during this incident, and so I know if we need them again that they'll come over. And Brazos County and the constables, we have the officers and the manpower to help out.
And Texas Task Force One sent us boats upon request. The counties around here work very well when something serious comes in, and so we don't fear that we won't have enough help and enough support from all the agencies working together. That's never been an issue. So if people will stay away from here, stay where they're safe, they won't complicate the situation past where it is, and we'll be able to do our jobs. The ones that decided they just had to see it and get in our way today, I hope they learned that that just wasn't the right thing to do, and all it did was make it harder for us to serve the community.